Ok. Thank you so much. I'm so much happy again to be back to this great church, which I was telling Brian that this is the only church in USA which has partnered with me in doing the work of God in Kenya. I'm so much happy and so much delighted for you, because you are standing with me. You have stretched your good hand, your generosity towards the people in Kenya. And through you, the work of God is moving forward. I was here last year. And from last year, when I left, went back to Kenya, we have now planted 4 new churches because of your support, because of your prayers, and because of you partnering with us through Tim and Brian, my friend. I'm so much delighted because you are doing a great job in Kenya. Right now we are building a church at Guruguru where you are supporting over 50 children, getting educated from poor families, and the people are ready to join the church. They have said when the day you open the doors, we will come in because of your good deeds, the good things you are doing to us. Yes, there is a lot of famine in our country, especially in that area of coast region. When I shared this with Brian, immediately you responded, those friends, good friends, and you sent help. I want to tell you there is a big thank you from the people in the villages, because I went to one village and there were 5 children who had not eaten. They were starving. And when I went there, we announced to the people and they came. We donated the food, we gave them the food, and their life was resurrected. And another lady who had given just birth, yesterday, there was nothing at home to eat. So when she heard that there is a good man who has come distributing food, because they don't know me, they just saw a man coming into the village with the food. The woman left home and walked for about 1 hour. She just gave birth yesterday. There's no food. And she came there and she received the support, the relief food. So there is a great, great thanksgiving coming from the hearts of the people there. You could see their faith, how they are very grateful that help could come. Maybe they saw me, but I knew it came from you. And it's God's love in you which is making it possible to touch many lives in Africa. So I'm very, very grateful to each one of you who is supporting the work of God there. There are so many needs, like now the drought, which is terrible there. Cows are dying. Even I lost my cows because that is another source of getting income to support me. They died. It's affecting everybody there. But I thank God that there are people who are praying. You are praying for us. We are praying. And God is going to provide the solution to such types of problems which are currently affecting the people. Thank God for Brian. Yesterday he went and bought me this good suit. I'm so happy for him. I can stand dressed well, not because I have money, but somebody paid for it. Amen. Amen. So this morning I want to share with you, I was invited by another church in Maryland. They have paid for my airfare, because somebody may think, why is he coming all the time? I don't come because I want to come, but people, they just decide to invite me and they pay for my airfare. That's why I'm here. Amen. So I want to share with you from the book of Psalms 103. Psalms 103, it's a verse which we all know. We have read about it. I want to share about recounting his wonderful deeds. Recounting his wonderful deeds. There are things which God has done in our lives, which we can stand and say we are grateful that God has rescued my life, has saved me at a time like this. I know God. I'm living a life of hope.
and expectation. So in Psalms 103, verse 2 to 4, the Bible says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion." The psalmist is speaking about not to forget the goodness of God, the mercies of God, the kindness of God. In our lives, each one of us, there are things which God has done. You have seen the goodness of God. The Lord has helped you in one way or the other. David said in his Psalms that if it were not the Lord, we would be nothing. But because of the mercies of God and the compassion of God, we are living. So he says there are things which the Lord has done, and we need to be thankful and grateful. We need to appreciate what God has done in our life. And let that thing which God has done in our hearts, in our lives, be the stepping stone, the moving force, the emotional force to do something for the kingdom of God. Today, I'm enjoying peace from Christ. You are enjoying peace from Christ, from Jesus Christ. You are enjoying life. You are delivered. You are forgiven. You have hope. You are saved. You are redeemed. You are washed by the blood of Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. Your life is quite different from such person who is outside church. You are in the light while others are still living in darkness. They are confused. They are stressed. They are depressed. They have no hope in their lives. But something happened the day you received Jesus in your life. Something happened when you confessed. Something happened when you believed. And something that is now your, I can say, your anchor, something you're holding on. That's why you always come to church, because there is something God did in your life. Now, because there is something God has done in our lives, you can sit down and count them. You can speak about them. You can announce them. You can declare them. So he's saying, let us not forget all his benefits. The Lord has done many things in our lives. And because of that, I will worship him. I will serve him. I will follow him. I will obey him. I will try my best to please him, because he has already done something in my life which is tangible. He has changed my thinking. He has transformed my mind. He has given me a focus. I'm looking forward. I'm expecting a new heaven, a new earth. I'm expecting God's mercy and favor to be on my life all the time. So he says here, he forgives all of our sins and he heals all of our diseases. So there is something God does to them that follow him. He does something to them that believe in him. There is something going on in our hearts, which we are feeling it. We are experiencing it. He has delivered us from the pit. Can you think about Joseph when he was put down in the pit by his brethren? The same people, they took him out. And his life was spared. And he is living. And he lived to be a testimony and to be a savior for the whole community of Israel. You see, there is something God has done in our lives. And we need to come to understand, especially you people here, that God has really blessed you. God has really blessed you. When I compare this great nation with our country there and the troubles, when I just arrived, it was raining. While there, we are crying for water and for food. And the landscape is green, good land. Everything is available. God has blessed you. But God is saying that do not forget. He told the children of Israel, I'm taking you to the land of milk and honey. You are going to have good things there. But do not forget the Lord. Do not forget his benefits.
Many people forsake God after they have been blessed. They forsake God after having plenty. They deny God. They no longer like to come to pray. They no longer like to read the Bible. They are so much touched up by the affairs of the world. They have no room for reading the word of God. They have no room to be in a close relationship with God because of the blessings from God. He warned them that do not forget me. Do not begin to worship other gods. Do not begin to turn away from me. Don't show me your back because I have already done good to you. I have blessed you. I have met your needs. I have supplied your needs. I have given you peace. I have fought for your battles. I have given you victory over all problems which have come your way. I have crowned you with love and compassion. So, Jesus, in the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19, there is a story here whereby I can say each one of us, we have tested and we have found that the Lord is good. The Bible says there were 10 leprosy men. These people were unclean according to the regulations of the Old Testament. They were unclean. They were rejected. They were set apart. They were far away from the other human beings because they were unclean. They had leprosy. So they could not mingle or interact with other people because the moment they interact, they become unclean. Those they interact with, they become unclean. So the Bible says these 10 leprous people, Jesus was passing by. We can read it in the book of Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, verse 11. It says, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. Why did they stand far away? Because they were unclean, according to the law. They could not come near people. They were rejected. They were downtrodden. In our lives, in one way or the other, we pass through certain types of lives whereby people rejected us, or somebody rejected you. You were pained. You were ridiculed. You are mocked. Somebody hurt you. He treated you like you are nothing. You are far off from God. All of us, before we came to God, we were far off. But Jesus Christ brought us near. He is the one who has connected us back to the Father, our God. So these people, they didn't have the ability to cleanse themselves. Because when you read the book of Leviticus chapter 4, there was a way out of leprosy. There was a way out of cleansing. They were given by Moses what they were supposed to do for them to become clean people. So these 10 leprous people, they were not able. Maybe they were poor, or they did not have the understanding, or they did not have the knowledge. So they remained lepers for some time. Now Jesus is coming by. He's passing by. These people, they shouted. They called Jesus from very far. Now as they were doing that, Jesus said, verse 14, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. According to the law, according to the regulations of Moses. The Bible said these people, they began to go. They heard the word of Jesus and they were willing to obey. They were willing to do what Jesus has told them to do. Remember, he told them, when you go to the promised land, don't forget the Lord. Don't forget the commandments. Don't forget his word. Don't forget that he is the Lord who has made all these things to you. So these people, they obeyed. What happened? We are seeing God healing them. All of them were healed. All of them were cleansed. Something happened in their lives. The way we are following Jesus, there is something which is definitely happening in our heart. God is working in us. We may not be perfect, but he is working to make us perfect. We may be weak in one way or the other, but God is in the business of making us perfect. Hallelujah. So these 10 lepers, they obeyed the words of Jesus. And I believe there are so many words which God has spoken to us, which we are supposed to do. He has commanded us. We are supposed to do. We have no choice but to obey. These lepers, they were supposed to go with the offerings for cleansing or whatever. But this time, they are just told, go there by Jesus. Jesus has paid the price. They no longer need to go with those bulls, those animals, those birds for cleansing. They just received the word. And the word, they obeyed that word, and that word worked. So all of them were cleansed. All of us have tasted and we have found that the Lord is good. But how many people are full of gratitude? How many people are thankful? How many people can maintain believing God? How many people can maintain keeping the faith even in hard times? Because we have already tasted and have found that the Lord is good. You have seen the hand of God. God has helped you in one way or the other. So 10 people, they have received a miracle. They have been touched by Jesus. They have been healed. But only one person came back to say, thank you, Jesus. Only one person. That's why I'm saying we have to count on the benefits of knowing Jesus. Let us count these benefits of following the true God, of believing in the true God, and keep the faith, especially at these times of great opposition from the enemy. Let us not forget the Lord because of opinions of men. Let us not abandon coming to church because of what is going on outside the world. We should keep the faith. We should keep the fire burning. We should continue to stick on what God is saying to us to do, what he has already done as the stepping stone, and that we keep our faith all the time. This person who was healed and came back, he could not keep quiet. He could not keep his mouth shut because he experienced it. He saw it. How do we serve our God? We serve God because we know he has done something in our lives. Why do we praise him? We praise him because he has done something in my life, in your life. Why do I serve him? I have seen him doing something in my heart. He has changed me. He has transformed me. He has given me peace. He has given me hope. He has met my needs. Not all the time, but he has met my needs. He has provided food on my table. He has fought the battle. He has protected me. He has preserved me. There were many who we were born together, maybe the same day, the same hour. Maybe some of them are no longer living. But why am I living today? God has preserved me for a purpose, so that I can thank him, so that I can serve him, so that I can worship him, so that I can lift up his name. This leper was healed, and he could not keep quiet. He came back. He could not hide what has happened in his life. Can you imagine this Samaritan woman? When she had an encounter with Jesus, she was transformed. She was changed. And she could not keep quiet. The Bible says she became the first woman evangelist in the land of Samaria, because she went and told everybody, come and see a man who has touched my heart, who has changed me, who has transformed me. And the Bible says the whole city, all of them, they went to see Jesus, because somebody whom Jesus had touched never kept quiet. This is a good example that whatever God does in our lives, Let us not hide it. Let us share it. Let us speak it. Because it will help somebody somewhere who is hopeless, who has no hope, who is downtrodden, he's discouraged, he is suffering depression and stress. He has no words of hope. So Jesus asked, were then all of them not healed? Where are the nine? Where are the nine? This is to say, there are people who cannot appreciate what God is doing in their life. They cannot appreciate what God has done in their life. After they receive from God, they just say, oh, it has happened. It's okay. It just happened. Everything is not by chance. There is God involved in every good thing which is coming in your way. God is involved in every good thing which comes your way. So we need to come to understand he does these things so that we can serve him. He does these things so that it can become a testimony to declare it, to speak it, to announce it, to tell others that our God is good. Our God does good things. Our God helps his people. Our God protects his people. Our God heals his people. Our God has mercy on them that believe in him. So he said, can you imagine? It's only this Samaritan person who has come back to say thank you. But the rest didn't come. This person who came back to say thank you was a Samaritan. He was not in the covenant. He was not supposed to inherit the blessings of Abraham because he was outside the covenant. But through Christ, we who were far away, we have been brought together to become one family of God. There is no segregation. There's no division. We have become the children of God. There is one heaven, one Lord, one faith, one Jesus Christ. We belong to him. But only one person came and he said, thank you. Why? The ratio of 1 and 9 is very big. And I think this is what is ailing in the world today. That the people who are forgetting what God has done in their life, they are forgetting to obey the word. They are forgetting to honor God. They are forgetting to obey the commandments which God has given us. So this afternoon, I want us to think about this. Why only one person came back while the rest didn't come? What was in their heart? They didn't have any appreciation. They had no gratitude. They did not consider. They did not praise God because they missed the point. God does good things to us so that we can become a blessing in his kingdom, so that we can be vessels of God. We can be used to speak what God can do if I believe him, if I follow him, if I keep the faith, if I stand on what he says. So, in this short message, let us think about this. Already we are obeying God. Already God has blessed you. Already God has elevated us, has elevated you, has blessed you tremendously. I want to encourage you. Let these blessings be used by God to promote the kingdom of God. And we cannot promote the kingdom of God if we keep quiet. We have to speak what we believe. Unashamedly, without any shame, we speak, we share, we be ready to sacrifice. I was reading Leviticus that these people who were to be cleansed, they were to worship God. They were to offer sacrifices. They were to offer burnt offerings. They were supposed to do something. And for us to show that we belong to Jesus Christ, we believe in the words of Jesus Christ, we believe there is heaven, we believe he will come to take us back to the kingdom, to the new heaven and the new earth, let us use this opportunity As we count the blessings, let the blessings be used to promote the kingdom of God. Let the blessings be used to lift up the name of Jesus. He said, if you lift up my name, I'm going to draw all people to myself. I have a desire in my heart to win more souls. I have a campaign in my heart that I want to get more people into the kingdom of God, especially in Africa countries. About 2 million people. That's why I go conduct gospel crusade. And it's like if the gospel has not been preached. Because when I preach before the open fields, I see many people responding, giving their life to Jesus. And that's why you find that the churches are being planted, they are growing. Now I have started a school of ministry to train leaders so that when I go and I get people, disciples, we can disciple them and teach them. The harvest is plenty. The gospel is being received there. Maybe here, people are forgotten. But there is a fertile ground. It's a fertile ground for the gospel. So, why should I sacrifice? Why should I go? Why should I walk on foot? Why should I go into the villages? Why should I go and visit these people in their needs, in their suffering? And I take to them the God who has done something in my life, who has changed me, who has transformed me, who has forgiven me, who has given me peace, who has helped me, who has protected me from all dangers. So I am doing this because there is something God has done in my life. I'm praising him because there is something God has done in my life. I have got a hope and a future. I have the word from Christ. I have his commandment. I have his great commission. God's love is now grown in my life. It's covering my heart. So I'm doing it. It's like the nature of Jesus. It's pushing me to do it. So when we come to this point of understanding and accounting the benefits of what God has done to us, it will be very easy for you to serve your God. It will be very easy for you to serve others in the church. It will be very easy for you to serve the community. It will be very easy for you to serve the nations of the world. It will be very easy for you to give. It will be very easy for you to support the vision of the church and the mission of this church. It will be very easy because you know God has done something in your life. So this day, I want to speak with my heart. I'm very, very grateful to each one of you. Since the time I was welcomed here by Dr. Lani, and the second time I came, and the third time I came, and this is my fourth time, I'm very, very much grateful. Thank you so much. And I say thank you so much. And again I say thank you so much. Because through you, you have helped me get many souls into the kingdom of God. Through you, you have helped us to build a good church. Through you, that church is going to accommodate about 700 people. It's still being constructed. And through you, we are now building a church at Guruguru, which is about to be finished now. Through you, we have built a church at another place, which the church is growing now. We started about 3 weeks ago, and it is wonderful to see many people joining the church. So I am grateful. Personally, this is from my heart, deep of my heart, that I thank you, each one of you. In fact, I said, when I go there, I don't know what I'm going to say, but my message will be, thank you so much because you have stood with me. You are the only partnering church from USA who is supporting
our ministry in Kenya. You are the only people. So I said, I don't want to be like the 9 lepers who never came back to say thank you to Jesus. I said, I want to be that Samaritan person who can come back to our Father's house and say, thank you, brothers and sisters, for the love you have shown, for your commitment, for your sacrifice, for your giving, for your prayer, for your support, and for obeying the call of God, which is worldwide. Because you may not go to every nation, but those God has put there, when they get support and prayers and encouragement, they can do more for the kingdom of God. So I'm here to say, I don't want to be like the 9. I want to be that one person who can be grateful and who can come back to Jesus and tell Jesus, thank you. I'm now clean. I can associate with other people. I can live the normal life. I can work without any regret, without any condemnation, without anything to stop me to be happy. So I want to say, this is my word. Let us not forget the Lord. Let us not forget to count his wonderful deeds and what he has already done to our lives. And let them be like a springboard to cause us to do more for the kingdom of God. Let it be like a springboard. The God who has helped me today, he will help me tomorrow. And I will continue to serve him, and I will continue to sacrifice. I will continue to be available in church activities and be committed to see that the kingdom of God is established. Thank you very much. I say God bless you. I'm glad. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Samuel, I just want to say on behalf of this house, thank you. Thank you for the commitment you've made in your life to the Lord to bring many more into his kingdom from your nation.